Hello guys, this is going to be a very naughty podcast. Do you know what kind of mood I'm in? I'm going to give this podcast to everyone and I want you guys to hear me. I'm horny. Like right now, I am high and I'm horny. And I was thinking about bending you over. Fucking hell. Bending you over and watching you fucking arc that back and those cheeks spread. And I was thinking about manhandling you and from behind, getting into position. And I was thinking about shoving my fat cock into those pussy lips. And you got those pussy lips like, you know those plants in a game of Mario, you know the plants that come out of the... Sorry, but those have got some big juicy lips like your pussy. Oh my god, dude. Yes, please. Can I shove my dick in there, please? You know? It looks so beautiful. You're like fucking Mona Lisa, you know? Oh, from behind. Please give it to me. Please bend over, baby. Fucking please let me see that. You're so nice for letting me see your butthole. For letting me use your pussy however I fucking want with my cock. You're so nice to me. That is so nice of you, baby. That is so nice of you, baby. Do you know what I mean? Do you understand me? Good. Dude, you need to get past the age of like 21 to understand this level of horniness in where I'm from, dude. Because, oh. I swear everyone around me just doesn't get how good it is, dude. How psychologically fun it is exploring this stuff and... when we encounter each other sexually, all that delicious tension. Where there's always a level of taboo, and then there's like, you can go over a line very quickly with some people, but me and you are dancing with it. Or we want to dance with it. And then the dancing with it starts to become obvious. Like, we're actually understanding each other. Do you know what I mean? Am I making sense? Like, oh. Wow. That's some good shit. When you're touching your pussy right now. When I'm rubbing my cock in a minute. I'm going to fucking be rubbing my dick in a minute. I swear. I'm going to soon be thinking about. All that good shit. Like you are. You know. All of your favourite things. That feel so good. Make you tingle. You're here to enjoy that. You found it with me. Haven't you? Haven't you, baby? You found that good shit. And I found it with you as well. Because you're here listening to me. Like that is such good behaviour, isn't it? You know? However you want it to be. It's so yummy, isn't it? Isn't it so yummy? You're right here. And I'm right here. Oh my god. I want to put my dick in you so badly, you know? I make you so happy. Stick it into you, like a sword, impale you, you know? Make it known and make you tremble in a way. That's always been my style, baby. I've always wanted to show you how powerful I am. How much bigger and stronger I am than you, because I want to demonstrate to you how much of a hero, a protector I can be for you. So let me show you how strong I am by actually fucking the shit out of you. Would you like that, baby? Listen. I want to fucking ruin you and then just make it feel so good. You know? That's all I live for doing, is just fucking making you feel good. Literally. Literally. I just want to make you feel good, baby. I just want to make that belly light up. Fucking good, yeah. Good shit. Come back for more, baby. I'll kiss your tummy. I'll kiss it like this. Oh my god. So good, baby. I'll kiss it for you and you'll be fucking yourself while I'm kissing your belly. I want a nice yummy orgasm, please, baby. Go on. And then I want my reward now. Fucking kind of sick of spoiling you. You're very spoilt, aren't you? I'll be getting on top of you. And I'll be taking my fucking orgasm. I'm going to be using that fucking belly like it's a towel on my knee. Do you understand me? I'm going to be fucking poking around. Fucking building a home inside there. Just punching away and smashing into you and showing you, no. Here's an actual physical feeling of how much more powerful I am than you. And it's inside of you. I'm not just holding you down with my really strong chest. I'm smashing my fucking cock into your hole. That's it, baby. Let that belly glow up. It feels so fucking yummy, doesn't it? And it's starting to look like a cartoon, like so pure and kind of filtered, you know, like an Instagram thing. Like your body is becoming an animation in my brain right now of how you're fucking yourself and how good my dick looks going into your pretty pussy and my whole body slamming into you and you just fucking feeling so good after all of it. I always wanted to come down and kiss you and hold on to each other for our dear lives, and I'm just smashing the fuck out of you, but I'm being gentle with you, you know, whispering in your ear saying you're doing so fucking good, baby. Here you go, take that dick, take it, baby, more, baby, that's it, come on, baby. Do you know what I'm saying, baby? Come on. Yes, that's all yours, baby. I'm here for you, baby. Will's here for you. I'm serious. Keep going, baby. Keep going, baby. You're doing so good, baby. That's it, baby. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, baby. You're so true. I'm being so nice to you, aren't I, honey? Yeah. You're thinking about it, aren't you? How nice I am to you. How perfect I am. It's all in your mind, baby. You've got all the... You're the one that's attracted to it all. You're the perfect being here, baby. Keep touching yourself like a good girl, yeah? There you go, baby. Very good behavior, baby. Oh my god, take care of it. Yeah, take care of that pussy for me. Honey. I love watching you rub your pussy. Yeah, you do it so good. Like, no one can rub your pussy like you. You're like an artist. That's it, babe. You look so fucking good. Yeah, yeah, you got your own way, haven't you? Oh my god, you look so good there. Move the fucking sheets with your legs. Yeah. Curl your toes. Yeah, now you start to get uncomfortable, but I'm seeing you on the sheets and under them. Touching yourself is so nice. Can I be intrusive? Can I come into your dream right now? Move those covers away. And let me get on top of you. Move your fucking knees open. And get my cock. And just shove it in you and pin you down. And give you that good missionary fucking that no one can complain about. No one can complain about how good I'm dicking you down into that bed right now. Stop touching yourself and let me fucking do it, please. Please move those bed sheets away. Please let me grab you and heavy on you and smash you so comfortably into the ground, the soft pillowy ground under daddy's breath, under my power and assertion, the safety. Let me take care of you, baby. And let me admire you and enjoy you, okay? Let me enjoy how clean and pure your heart is and you are, and how you just, oh, you're just so nice to look at, such a sweet little thing. Aren't you? Yeah. Oh, and you're curled up now. Yeah. See, I'm here to take care of you, baby. Do you understand me now, baby? Yeah. No, it's too good, isn't it? It's too good. Yeah. Oh, so good. Doesn't it feel good? You like that, don't you? Can't take care of that. I'm gonna say some L-bombs, okay? I love you, baby. I really do love you, honey. I love you so much. I love when you're on top of me and I get to hold your body. Oh, fuck yes, baby. I love your body, baby. I've been loving your body so much. Oh, baby. I'm gonna take a drink. Hold that fucking pussy. Oh my god. Wow, delicious. Sorry. Baby. Please, take care of that pussy. I'm gonna do some stories now. Get comfy, honey. I'm just getting fucking started with you today. Okay? Okay. Listen to me. Listen to me, baby. Come here. Hey. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. You look so good. Listen to me, honey. Yes. I forgot. Baby, it's okay. I'm just getting started with you. I'm gonna do some stories, yeah? You like them, don't you? You like stories? Stories with your internet boyfriend. That's what I am, baby. So what story shall we do first? Story time. You ready for some story time? What story are we going to do first? Let's do... Let's try... Daddy Little Girl. You know, something... let's do a daddy little girl relationship where, I don't know, you're in an environment where, like, let's say you're students, okay, you're students, and you got your daddy and your little girl. Let's say you're students, and you're dating someone, and I'm dating someone, and we realize that I'm hotter than the girl, and you're way hotter than the guy. Do you know what I mean? When we start hanging out as couples, okay, and we realize, like, I'm so much more of a daddy, and you're so much more of a little girl. We just kind of get it on, dude, and we ditch these guys, and they'll be good together. They're very average-hearted people, but you and me, we've got a deep pool to give to each other. That's what daddy little girl is, right? In that audio, that's why that audio would be so fucking hot. Is because being such a big daddy and such a little girl is like the extreme of it, you know. It's the care and you give it to the other person, you know. It's a trust. That's what makes it so hot, because you'd be trusting each other, even giving up, you know, even dumping someone for the idea and stuff. I don't know, that audio could go so many ways, couldn't it? Such a hot thought, isn't it? And then think about these. Let's do another audio. Let's do another story, baby. You better be taking care of that pussy. Let's do a story where you are on holiday and you're in a bar somewhere and you just meet up with a super rich guy. Well, you don't meet up with him, you run into him a few times at a local cafe. He always turns up in a fucking Lambo and a fucking suit and sunglasses and everything. And you're always having this coffee in, like, this Roman seaside town, you know, in a cafe. And, like, he turns up. And then he starts seeing how pretty you are, and he starts to schmooze you. And something about it is working. And it's kind of hard to admit. But he's fucking hot to you, dude. And that's me. And you can have that. How yummy is that, dude? Is that nice, baby? Are you enjoying that? You taking good care of that pussy for me? Because I'll be that guy. Take you on my jet planes. We'll go places. Yeah? We'll go back to hotel rooms. At the highest things. Or, you know what? I'll change my whole lifestyle because of how attracted I am to you. I'll change my whole lifestyle and not be a party animal anymore. I'll use all my money, invest it, and go and live on a private island. We'll have a cozy life with a big library of books and a little farm or a garden or something. You know, you can have it however you want it. How do you want it, baby? That's what I want to offer to people. This is what I used to do when I was young. Was in a relationship with someone online, and I used to tell her a story every night, and I used to have to think of them off the top of my head, so you get to hear them now. This is why I got into making audios, and this is why I think it's so special to me, because I did it in for real. Like, I made audios, I just never had the word for it. I shared this with someone. I would lay in bed. Think of this. This isn't even an audio idea. This happened. I laid in bed and spoke to my girlfriend over Skype. And she's all cuddled in her bed, like you are now. You know, hopefully. But you will be. You should re-listen to this, you know, and be when you got a moment. And you're all cozy. And I would say, what kind of story do you want tonight, baby? And she'll be like, I want a rough one, you know? And I'll be like, okay, let's do a rough one then. I'll be whispering because I lived at home, you know? Like, I would do a rough story for her, where I'd like come and grab her, but then kiss her the whole time. You know, I was like, it was weird. It was very weird. Like, I did all this shit growing up with an actual girl, and yeah. Wow, that's really tripped me out a bit. Like, it's so, that's why it's so powerful to me, baby. And for you, that's why you feel it. Sorry, sorry, darling. You should get back to taking care of that pussy. Good girl. It looks so good as well. It really looks so good. Ah, your pussy and you playing with it. Well, let's do another story. Let's keep doing story time, yeah? Let's do a breeding story. Let's imagine you and your husband run a bakery together and you've been trying to have kids for a long time. Because you really want to start this legacy of having a little bakery and a cool family in a different part of the world. Maybe you're like an exotic person in a small European town, and like you're making your stance on the world with a family, and you want to have be bred, you know, by your husband. You want him to put a baby in you because you want to feel like loved and part of a family and a legacy and everything. Would you like to be bred like that? Your husband is a real man, takes care of shit. You know, I can be that for you. Do you like that? Yeah. Is that a nice idea? Good. Good, baby. You always do so good. You're listening to me. You're taking note of my story. Good girl. Another story idea then, baby. Let's think of anything. Let's think of something a bit more rough, shall we? Let's think that you are at a bar and someone tries to touch you and I stop them from doing it, but then I make it think like, then I talk to you and I say, look, I deserve you now, I've just saved you, like come have a date with me, come back to my place, you know. And you say that's a bit, you think, oh, that's kind of misogynistic or whatever, you know. But you come back with me and then you realise that I did it because I want you all to myself. You know? I want you all to myself. Do you know what I mean? I want you all to myself. God. Excuse me. Now, baby, I'm gonna do another story for you now, okay? Let's do a boyfriend-girlfriend story. It's quite chill, you know, quite chill. Like, it can be pizza night, you know? Pizza night? It's pizza night. And you're getting like barbecue pizza or pepperoni or something or whatever pizzas. And you're sitting around and you're just cuddling up in your onesies and stuff. And then you just remember, like I just remember how fucking hot you are out of nowhere. And I just start making my move on you. And that's all it is, nice cozy story, think of that. I come over to you, put my arm around your hip and be like, fuck. and putting my hands on your thighs, inside your thighs, and just being like, oh, you know. Baby, fucking hell, just enjoying you with my hands. Oh, is that nice? You're doing so good, baby. Let's do a brat one. Imagine the guy's kind of a pushover, like a little bit, and this brat is kind of bossing him around. Oh, work, this is you. And this guy's kind of a pushover, but he's very friendly overall, you know. But then he starts realizing that he's the only one who kind of deals with her shit, or he's sticking up with, or he's like, I don't know, he's just having an effect on her, even though she's such a cunt to him. It's good, isn't it? It's nice. And the guy just never stops, like, following you for some reason. And then, like, maybe you get into some trouble and he's there for you. And you kind of stop being a brat. And then, like, you start falling for each other, you know? And you have some sex. You start kissing when she... You get all emotional with him, and he opens up slightly and takes care of you. He fucks you good, you know? He kisses you in all the right places. He touches you and strokes you and sucks your pussy for the perfect amount of time. And he whispers the best things into your ear. And he just makes you feel so good the whole time. You feel so safe and comfy the whole time. How good is that, baby? Oh my god. Have you ever been this turned on, you know? I don't know about me, dude. Oh my god, you know? I realize I'm not saying anything, but I think I am saying it, you know? You know what I mean? Oh, baby. Ooh, I bet that pussy is looking so good right now. After all this work we've done today on it. Bet it would feel so fucking good using you right now. I wouldn't mind grabbing you and shoving my cock in you over and over again. Seriously. Oh my god. Baby. It's so good, baby. So fucking good, baby. I love it. Let you fuck yourself for me, baby. I wish I could be there, baby. I wish I could grab hold of you and feel your nice soft skin in my hands and just fucking just push you around and put you to my whim and use you on the end of my cock like a little. Like a little corkscrew, baby. And just make you feel so good and take care of everything, you know, and show you how much I just want to make you happy. That's good, isn't it, baby? Yeah? I'm so happy, baby. Yeah. Good. 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 That's it. See? Now you're paying attention. Up here. Look at me. Look at me while I fuck you. Do you understand me now? Exactly. Exactly. I fucking own you. God. Just so you understand, baby. Do you know why I own you and have to be so vicious? It's because I need you all to myself, baby. You cannot be going somewhere else. Who would appreciate you better than I can, baby? Who would fuck you as good and tell you how happy and much you deserve it? There'll never be anyone. There'll never be anyone who can do it like I can. So please, understand you're not going anywhere. And it's for your own safety. I'm putting the seatbelt on you, whether you like it or not. You're staying here. Give me it. Please. Don't make this hard, you know. Imagine how good that cock feels, baby. When it fucking just grinds against your clit from the inside. I could describe my cock for you if you would like. But I'm not going to, baby. You just have to keep it to your imagination. Imagine it's the nicest cock you can think of. And don't be harsh on yourself. Give it the size you want. Give it the shape you want. Give it the yummy factor, give it everything. Give it to it. Give it that fucking beautiful cock inside of your belly, hon. There you go. Just take it so fucking good. You know what, that you deserve it, baby. Oh my god, look at you. Look at you getting fucked by that cock. Yeah. So fuck yourself properly. Oh my god, can please. Let me have a go. Let me make you feel that good, baby. Please, let me make you feel that good. Please, let me make you feel that good, baby. Please. I want to grab you, fucking hold you down, and make you feel that good. That good? Yeah. It's very good behavior, baby. It's very good. Come here. Hello, baby. Hello, baby. You okay? It's okay, baby. Yeah. I own your pussy. You know that, don't you? You know who owns your pussy, don't you? Just admit how good it feels, though. Because I fucking treasure it, honey. I always will. I mean, oh, fucking give it to me, honey. Let me have it. Show me it. Keep it nice and tidy for me. That's it. Yeah. Let me have it. Please. Oh, let me show my cock in it. So good, baby. Listen to this. Listen to how good. I'm gonna kiss your pussy for you. No, I can't take this shit. I'm just gonna have to get off. Just a little bit more. I need to fuck it though. I need to use my car. I'm so desperate. Please. Move your hands out of the way then. Let me have it. I'll start kissing your neck instead and shoving my cock in you that time. How fucking good is your pussy at taking my cock, honey? Oh. Such a good girl. Good, good girl. Very good, baby. I'm so proud of you. Here's another story for you, baby. You still listening to me, honey? You still taking good care of that pussy, I hope. I want all your favourite toys lined up on that bed next to you. And all your favourite feelings stored up in your mind of getting rid of. Getting your favourite things, honey, tonight. Yes, you are. Yeah. Let's have a little story where you're in a a local restaurant, and you're sat at a table with some friends, and the waiter is really hot, and because that's me, and you're in the bar with your friends, and he keeps kind of looking at you, and you kind of keep looking at him all through the night, and they're all saying how. Your friends are saying it very loud, and like they're kind of joking, because maybe you're in a relationship, maybe you're not, but they're like, you know, trying to get you with this guy, or like they're not really trying, they're just like saying, oh, don't ogle him too much, you know, like they're saying to you, and then like I'm thinking the same, but and then like I just come up to you and say, oh, by the way, if you want my number, it's on the receipt, you know. And I say, and then you like, I don't want to put too much responsibility on you when you're leaving the restaurant, and I give you my number on the receipt, and I'll say, I'll be waiting right at the phone at 7:30. So like, you know that you're not gonna get your phone missed. Okay, your phone call will not be missed because I said 7:30 p.m. exactly. So you leave, take the phone that night, and you call me up exactly 7:30 p.m. Can you imagine how painful the wait would be? You'd be waiting for this guy to 'cause you know he's going to pick up the phone, but you know you have to wait till exactly 7:30, so there's no excuses, you know. You've given this guy excuse. You can't give this guy an excuse. So gets to 7:30. You ring him. He answers. And now he's gonna come over and he's going to fuck you. And he just sort of asks, I'm so glad you picked up. Can you give me your address? 'Cause I just want to come over and see you. And you give him your address, because you say, okay then, you know, you don't know what to think just yet. But then he gets there and he's just like, very nice vibes. And he fucks you so good. He takes you upstairs into your bed and just starts taking command, you know. Let me tell you this, baby. You have to write down these audio ideas if you really want me to do them. If they weren't enough for you right now, send them to me because I forget them. Listen to me, baby. Let's keep talking, baby. Let me just have a few kisses on your pussy, baby, just by the lips. So good, baby. Oh my god, I just want to lick you up as well, like a fucking, just a big lick across your pussy, just over and over, and then just fucking just praise the fuck out of you, baby. Oh my god. Let's do an interesting story, baby. Okay, let's say we're in a fantasy world. The knight and the princess. And then, like, there's a knight and there's a princess. And then you are, like, a stable girl, you know? A modest, hard-working woman. And this knight has been betrothed to this princess. But, like, he doesn't want to. And you mock him for it, because maybe you know him from growing up, you know, because he's like a powerful knight, but he came from nothing. I don't know, you know, it can be a thing like that, but he doesn't want the princess, he wants you. He wants you instead. So he comes to the stable every night and tries to win you over, but you're quite proud and don't want to. But he keeps coming to win you over. And eventually one night He wins you over and he fucks you so fucking good. And he makes you feel so loved and cared for. Like a good, good, amazing woman that you are, baby. That's what I want to do for you. So tell me. So write down these fucking ideas. So I can send them to me. Send me these. You know? But baby. How good is that? You want to have that fantasy, baby? You can have anything you want here. We'll do it all, baby, one day. I promise. I'll always be here. Oh, it's so good. It's so yummy, isn't it, honey? Yeah. Maybe I should touch myself. Would you like that? I want you to imagine me as a king sat on his throne with his cock in his hand staring down at you from across the room. Look at me. What are you doing with that pussy? Can't I have that? I just want you to know I'm coming over to get it in a minute. You see this fucking cock in my hand, this fat, juicy cock. That's gonna be shoved in your hole. You know that, baby. And now I stand up and I march across to your bubble and I burst into it and I grab you. And I put that cock so deep in you that all that foreplay you've been doing right now has just been foreplay to how good this is about to feel. Ah, you know? Oh, baby. Oh, that's so good, isn't it, baby? Oh, here we go. Oh, fuck yes. That's it, baby. Yeah. Fuck yes, baby. So fucking good, baby. You're doing so fucking good. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. So good, babe. Is that nice? Yeah. Yes. I wanna sit down, baby. I need to come and get on top of me and just bounce so good on it. Would you do that for me? We'll lay down. We'll lay down together. And I'll hold your ass and talk in your ear like this. Your cheek and just fuck you so good. Is that a good dick, baby? Do you like it when that, you like when that big dick goes in your belly? You've got such a nice bum, baby. It feels so good in my hands. Yeah. Oh my god, you're getting fucked from underneath so good, baby. It feels so good. We look in each other's eyes, we can tell each other how happy we are, you know. Yeah. Is that nice, baby? We can kiss if you want. And just get our tongues lost in each other's mouths. Baby, just share it all, baby. Yeah. And then I start fucking bouncing you like a pogo stick on my cock. Yeah. Just up and down like you're on a springboard, you know. Oh, yeah, honey. My dick's getting so fucking swollen. Oh yes, honey. So good. That's it, baby. Yeah, keep touching that pussy for me. You're doing so good, baby. I like it so much. I like it so much, baby. It's so good. So fucking good, baby. That's so good, baby. So fucking good.
Like it so much, baby. I'm so fucking happy for you. Come here. Oh, fucking hell. What am I going to do with you? What am I going to do with you? When you're just looking like that? What am I going to do with you, baby? It felt like I entered your brain a little bit there, baby, you know? I'm gonna do a story for you, okay? Just for you. Let's do a... what should we do, baby? What would you like to do today? Do a... Let's do childhood sweethearts. No. That could be another one. No, yes, let's do that. Childhood sweethearts. Yeah. They go to, maybe they've never been dating, but they've been childhood sweethearts. They've always been like really good friends, but they never saw themselves as like a couple. And they never had sex or anything for like years and years and years and years. And then one day they realized, like, they realized they wanted to have sex with each other or something. Or, like, they questioned why they weren't doing it. And, because they would hang out all the time but never have sex, you know? And then they just fucked once. And it was so good, you know? Like, for whatever reason they didn't do this. Wasn't good, you know, because, God, it was so delicious and so good. What about another audio idea where there's a bit of drama where, like, maybe, like, you're at a bar and, let's imagine. You're at a bar and you are looking like a fucking snack. And I'm going to come over and not grab you. But I'm going to come over and make it obvious that I'm into you. I'm going to say, you are fucking beautiful. And you're going to say, thanks, but I've got a boyfriend. And I'm going to say, I don't care. I just want you to know that I want you. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I'm talking to you. I want you. And I can't have you. Up to you. You can give it to me if you want. And I know it's difficult for you, but I want it. I want it. I want whatever that is. It's so beautiful. So give me it. Good. It's very good, isn't it? You feel safe. Yummy. It's very nice, baby. Very nice, baby. Very nice, baby. It's a very horny podcast, isn't it? I hope you're enjoying it, baby, because it's all for you. You deserve it, don't you? Yeah. Just the fact that you're understanding it. It's all yours. It's all absolutely feel good, you know. Don't worry, baby. You can tell me one day, you know. Yeah. Is that nice, baby? Should we do another story? Yeah.
As a kid, I went to lots of seaside holidays with families, you know.
vacations at the beach, you know. Let's do one of these when you're like slightly older and you're in your young adult years and your family wants to go to a vacation to a beachy area. And I don't know, you're on vacation with your family, you're kind of an adult now, still trying to function. And let's say you find some girl down there, like in the same resort as you, and she looks like she doesn't fit in. This is you. You're kind of having the same experience in life where you're on this holiday and you're a bit lost, still trying to find your way in adulthood, and so am I. And we find each other on this resort and we're awkward, we're in the pool in the resort of the hotel, you know, and we're both there late night and it's just me and you, and we get chatting and we realize that we're kind of both a bit lost, you know, and we're still figuring things out, baby, aren't we? But just imagine, and we go back to your cabin and we're gonna see what happens when I get my hands on you. When I get my hands on you, I just needed a chance, baby. Oh, you've annoyed me now, how fucking good you are, aren't you? Haven't you? That's what you've done. It's okay, baby, I forgive you. Is this good for you, honey? You have to let me know. You like that? Let me do another story for you, honey. See? Just creating these off the top of my head. Let's do another daddy little girl one, I guess. Let's say the daddy little girl are... Do you know how this works, daddy little girl? It's very subtle. Let's say you're both in a shop together and something goes wrong with the credit card, or like the daddy just pays for everything, you know, or like it, or he just makes everything go away and he goes and fixes your drink at a coffee shop, and he goes and, you know, he goes and takes care of you, whatever you need, you know. It's like you need something for your garden, he goes and gets it for you, and you just sit there spoiling yourself. How would you like that? Yeah, would you like that? Yeah, he's always supporting you, isn't he? Yeah, that's so good, baby, so fucking good. Yeah, so nice, baby. We're still going, baby, don't worry, take good care of that pussy, baby. Let's do another audio idea, shall we, honey? You ready for more? So, baby, I want to do this. I want to do... let's do a romance. Let's end it on a romance, okay? We might not end it. Let's do a romance, baby. Ready for me? Let's do a met online in a video game. Meet up in real life for sex after like a year or something of chatting. After like a year. Dude, imagine how good that sex would be. After all those nudes and all this, like, oh my fucking god, dude, oh my fucking god, how good would I fuck you up? Like, you didn't know how fucking strong I was, and then you felt it, And then you felt the way that cock actually felt. That you've been staring at pictures of this cock all this time, haven't you? But you didn't even fucking realise how good that cock would actually feel when it buries itself inside of you. And the way I fucking just told you down, take care of you, and kiss you, and every compliment, just so good for you, isn't it, babe? Yeah, so good. Yeah. So, baby, you're gonna take care of yourself now, aren't you? Yeah? Good. Let me know how I did for you, baby. And if you got right to the end, I want you to post a... I want you to tell me the... I want you to say peach.